not the future of the world. It is the here and fucking now. Any time of day or night, there are dozens of these things in the sky above our theaters of operation, and most are currently working in the Garden of Eden they call Afghanistan. But they're starting to think it's their new national bird. Now, I assume you know we don't fly them all the way there from here in Vegas, but I guess I shouldn't assume that. I got food in my fridge over most of you. All takeoffs and landings occur in and around whatever godforsaken place we're at war with that day. That's as easy as a bitch to take on the land. So once they're airborne, that's when we take over. These gentlemen here are going to take you through the nuts and bolts exactly how we do that. But before they do, one thing I want to say about this program. We get a lot of shit from the public. Covering all of leading our arguments. Real fucking bumper stickers. Now the Air Force is the Chair Force waging a wee war. It's all a waste of breath because the United States Air Force is ordering more drones than jets. Excuse me, remotely piloted aircraft. You can call it airborne. Drones aren't going anywhere. In fact, they're going everywhere. But don't think I believe my own shit either. Because we like to dress it up in fancy language. Prosecuting a target. Surgical strike. Neutralizing the threat. Make no fucking mistake about it. We're killing people. So I'm gonna drill this in your heads every goddamn day. This ain't fucking PlayStation. Even though. And the brass don't like to admit it, our operation was modeled on Xbox. Half of you were recruited in malls precisely because you are a bunch of fucking gamers. War is now a first-person shooter. You pull the trigger here, it's for fucking real. And a bunch of pixels are blowing up. It's flesh. And fucking blood. You pull the trigger here, someone's gonna go away. Now, go away.
Each bad guy is still firmly on the ground. They deem the dimension rush for their collective bush of knowledge and such. Books were burned, but the two librarian lovers remained together, stretched on the walls of a man surrounded by men with different levels of cold and fever. Who to kill, who not to rape? Will all of this continue after my death, Bill? The solipsist may ask a question or two in search of a story, but then in you, the librarian remained intact. Sweet woes for the journey brought me back to that and even more. These love roads can't drift away from each other's war. Dust mites carry the soft wind during evenings. This drug is so precious that the kingpin of the DMs can't afford to lose such a product by waving his hand. Strict surface and screams echo through the hallway of dreams. What madness. What madness. During the time of conceiving a future librarian, your footsteps will be followed, and the earth will shake again. Kingpin took a mighty shit on everything they loved, including the books and the sort of separated hearts, teaching a class to be great during the existence of a world of hell everywhere. It's teaching a class to be hell everywhere. We gathered the information from a multitude of gratitude. The ruler to the hand became a catalyst for the exact same thing. Perhaps children see nothing during hellfires and cesarean sections. Such a diet of complexity. We enter something soft simply because we have grown immune to the harsh mush. She sucks and fucks him, even though she looks young enough to be a child of his. During this, the drones fly above, discreetly give his hugs. First-person shooters of melancholy manifested in front of thee.